In this week's parsha, when Yaakov finally meets Esav, we know he first prepares by sending Esav a tremendous gift, large herds and flocks of various animals, which is called a mincha v'tavra, mincha al panav. And Esav says, Yesh li rav, achi hiluch asher lach. Yeah, I have plenty. I have plenty. I don't need any gift from you. And Yaakov says to him, v'lakachta mincha simi adi. Says, take this mincha. Take my bracha, which has been brought to you because Hashem graced me and I have everything. And finally, Esav agreed. All the Mefarshim are bothered by why this is called a bracha. This is a mincha. It really is a mincha. A mincha means an honorable gift. A gift intended to honor someone, specifically a gift intended to honor a superior, is called a mincha. That's why I bring a mincha to Hashem. So Yaakov was honoring Esav by bringing him a mincha. But why all of a sudden does he call it a bracha? It's not a blessing. It is a gift. So Rashi says here, very pshat, he says bracha doesn't have to mean blessing. Bracha can mean greeting. Because when you greet someone with a bracha, and therefore he's saying this is a greeting. This is just a greeting between the two of us. Take my greeting. This is the way I greet. In some cultures, you bring people gifts and you greet them. Says he called it a greeting, and bracha can mean a greeting. Even nowadays, when I greet someone, I say shalom aleichem, which is a bracha. And even in other languages, sometimes they have words of bracha and greeting. The Ramban, though, says something a little more philosophical. The Ramban says, no, a gift is called a bracha because you give from that which Hashem has blessed you with. Not a bracha like, I am greeting you by giving you a bracha. A bracha like, kachlas brachazi, take not the bracha I'm giving you. Take the bracha Hashem gave me. Take the bracha Hashem gave me, and then it flows in, ki chanani elokim, ki yesh li kol v'yiftobo v'yikach. And the Ramban, I think, is very meduyak here. What does Esav say to Yaakov? Achi yehi lecha asher lach. Keep what is yours. What's yours should be yours. What's yours should be yours. That's what he says. It's your hard-earned money. You should keep your hard-earned money. Without getting into contemporary politics, there's a hashkafa that whoever earned the money should keep it. Yehi lecha asher lach. The problem is that Chazal say in one day in Pirkei Avos that might be midas dom yehi lecha asher lach. Because there's no hard-earned money. We all have to do our hishtadlus. And from a moral and spiritual and religious perspective, someone who works hard and makes money is much, much better off. And there's a tremendous spiritual madrega of working hard for your money. But from a physical perspective, it's not that your hard work got you the madrega of ruchnius, of working hard. That's a madrega of ruchnius. Your hard work didn't get you the money. Hashem got you the money. Everything's from Hashem. And Yaakov is answering Esav's concern philosophically. Esav says, Yehi lecha asher lach. What's yours is yours. What's someone's is someone's. They deserve it because they worked hard. So you should keep what you worked hard for, and I should keep what I worked hard for. Says Yaakov, Chachnas birchas yesher vaslach ki chanani elokim v'chi yesh lichol. This is not my, I didn't earn this for myself. Hashem graced me. This is a matana. It's a matnas chinam. It actually is. There is a relationship between chanani and matnas chinam. It's a matnas chinam from Hashem. And therefore, no, of course I should share it with others. You know, I'll give some of it to tzedakah for poor people. I'll give some of it to make shalom with people who I have bad relationships with. I'll use it for all good purposes. And there's no point keeping it for myself because it's not really mine anyway. Hashem gave it to me to share, not to keep for myself. And this is what Relazar Ishbartosa says in Pirkei Avos, Ten lo mishalo sha'ata vishalcha shalo. He says, someone has a hard time figuring out what to do with their money. They have to give tzedakah, perhaps, or they have to give, spend it on mitzvos. They have to donate to the building fund of the shul, whatever it may be, right? He says, if all the money is your money that you deserve, then you're going to have a different way of looking at the world. But, ten lo mishalo, it's not your money, it's Hashem's money. Everything Hashem says, Yaakov, don't worry about me keeping my hard-earned money. It's not my money. It's a bracha from Hashem. As a bracha from Hashem, I share it with everyone, right? Primarily, of course, we share it with those less fortunate than us. We also share it with those who we need to make peace with and we need to get along with and we need to be mevater in order to have darkei shalom and make the world the kind of world that it should be. So I think here, Yaakov and Esav, this is classic, Yaakov versus Esav, Esav's hashkafa on where money comes from and Yaakov's hashkafa where money comes from, and we, as Bnei Yaakov, obviously have to follow in his derech of remembering that everything's a bracha from Hashem. I don't deserve anything more than anyone else. Maybe I deserve zechuyos for my mitzvos, but I don't deserve any money more than anyone else. A bracha from Hashem, and what I do with it is not figure out how to spend the most of it, as much as possible on myself, but how to spend as much of it as possible doing the Ritzon Hashem. And that's, I think, the Ramban's lesson here. I'll just throw in as an aside, and this is I discussed a few years ago, that there could be a totally different angle, third shot of why Yaakov chose the word bracha here. Obviously, it harks back to Parshas Toldos. Why is Esav mad at Yaakov? Esav is mad at Yaakov because he stole the bracha from him, right? Because he stole the bracha. What happened to Yaakov in the very last paragraph before this paragraph? He got the bracha from the Malach without stealing, without fooling, without tricking, without any shtiklach, by standing up for himself, by koach, by gvura, by wrestling with the angel, and the angel gave him a bracha fair and square, based on his hard work, based on his gvura, based on his standing up and believing in himself, and without having any shtick. Maybe Yaakov's hinting to Esav here also, you know what? Take back the bracha. I got the bracha, I'll get this, and I'll get that, and the Tal Shemayin Shemani Haaretz, Rashi, a slightly different angle on that, says, take back the bracha, I don't need the bracha anymore that I got from you. You can have any brachas you want. I got my own bracha differently. I got one bracha as Yaakov, Einachanami, when I was Okave. Now I got a bracha as Yisrael, when I was Sarisa, Melokimvi, and I was Shimvatuchal. You can have that bracha, because now I have a better bracha. Maybe that's another remez in this word bracha. Shabbat Shalom.